there's people that have been displaced by the ground fighting and the bombing. And what has happened is they'll move into the mountains and they're living in the mountains. Some even ran without any shoes on because the fights were so sudden. They just had to run out of their houses as fast as possible. Their houses were burned and destroyed. So their food was burned and destroyed. So when they come into the mountains, there's host families within around those mountains that are also helping to feed these IDPs. So both internally displaced people and the host village, their food is drastically reducing every day. So the amount of food is extremely low. There's no way that food can come in through the north because there's the front line, which the northern government will not allow food aid to cross that front line. In my opinion, the only way to get food aid to these people is through the South Sudanese border or by air.
And how are people surviving?
They're really just living in the rocks. There's some mountains that are good for that because they're big boulders and people can get under the rocks, which kind of protects them from the bombs a bit. But it's very terrorizing. I mean, bombs are even dropping at nighttime, even at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. When you look at the way these people are living, it's very basic. I mean, they just have the clothes that they're wearing. They can't even get soap in the market, so everyone is now dirty. Sanitation is becoming a big problem. Some of them don't even have what they need to cook, even if they do find food. They're picking leaves and grass and certain leaves from trees that they can eat, that they are eating now. But now rainy season is over. So it's going to become a very drastic problem very soon.
You're coming from the area. Give us a description of what you have seen after the fighting.
This is also a good point. The Sentinel Satellite Project, I have also been working with them. I'm leading a team of about 15 Nuba people who are going to different villages, going to the front line and getting information, getting pictures and bringing them back, and then we'll send them out to media and different people. And what we're seeing is we're getting a lot of evidence and on-the-ground eyewitnesses that I have actually personally interviewed who were in Kadugli, who were in Abjubeha, these big towns when the fighting started. They describe very clearly seeing soldiers enter houses, pulling people out, and killing them in front of their family members, killing them in front of the community. And they're pulled out of their homes. Some have described that there was a list of people that they were going to kill. Some have described that they've gone to other nomadic ethnic people in the area and asked them, where are the Nuba people living? And they've gone into those homes and pulled them out and killed them. So we have a lot of eyewitnesses showing that. And what the eyewitnesses have said is, we have seen bodies killed here and put here. We've seen trucks take bodies to these locations. This information is then sent to Sentinel Satellite Project, which we triangulate our information, and they take pictures from the satellite, which show where these dead bodies are, where they're buried, where mass killings took place. And it really paints a really good picture of what is truly happening on the ground.
And on the military front, who is in control of southern Kordofan as we speak now?
Right now, the SPLM North is really in control of the state. The National Congress Party from the north is controlling the towns of Kadugli, Abjubeha, Talodi, and Diling. But mostly, the state is controlled by the SPLM North, which is something that's not being communicated to the people in Khartoum. There's a lot of propaganda in the north that people in Khartoum who are even from the area, they don't know what's happening. As they're hearing more and more, I think you can see there's starting to be protests in Khartoum. People are getting a bit annoyed. But SPLA has even captured more than 70 land cruisers. They've captured more than 5 tanks and a lot of weapons from the north. So the SPLM North soldiers, their morale is very high to continue pushing this fight forward.
And if there's one thing that you would like to say out there to people who don't know the area, who have no idea of what is happening there, what would that be?
It would definitely be to educate yourself. Go online, look up Southern Kordofan, look what's happening. The information is limited, but people need to know what is happening there, and they also need to help to spread this news. Even the people of Sudan. The people of Sudan are being bombed. They're being attacked. They're being taken out of their homes and killed. And the same citizens of the same country don't even know that it's happening. So anything they can do to educate themselves about what is happening and send that information and educate people of North Sudan, that is what needs to happen.